Debate-watching parties took place across the country Monday night. Correspondent Emily Schwing attended one hosted by the weekly newspaper in Spokane, Washington, where the politics are decidedly purple. What wasn't clear was who might turn up and why.
My name's Jacob Fries. I'm the editor of The Inlander. We're the weekly newspaper here in Spokane. The city itself is pretty Democratic. It's pretty blue. As a county generally with more rural areas, we tend to see more Republican strongholds.
I'm Shane Collins, and I live in Spokane, Washington.
Do you see this as like your civic duty to be here, or are you sort of like celebrating the fact that there's a big political event tonight?
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm curious to see how people react, and it seems like we have a lot from both parties here.
Sydney Connor from Spokane, Washington.
So far, we're like barely halfway through this debate. Do you feel a little bit more informed?
Definitely feel more informed. Definitely more sure of Trump.
Why?
Why? Because I think that Hillary's going to ruin small businesses. And I love small businesses. That's like what small communities thrive on.
So you said you came here because you were curious?
Right.
And was your curiosity satisfied?
Gosh, yeah, I still haven't processed a lot of what just happened.
You seem a little disappointed.
I wouldn't say that. Do I? I'm not necessarily disappointed. I wanted a lot more information, and I hope to get that in the next couple of debates for sure.